Unit 1. Listening. Part 4. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about their friends. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H how each speaker originally met their friend. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H the quality each speaker's friend has. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
I moved to an apartment in New York where I didn't know anyone, but I started to make friends at work. One evening when I was really tired, there was incredibly loud music coming from the apartment downstairs, so I went and asked for it to be turned down. The next day, there was a note through the door from Mark saying he hoped he hadn't spoiled my evening. And that's the great thing about him. He always acknowledges if he's in the wrong. Anyway, we discovered we both love basketball, and we started practicing together. We became firm friends and still see each other, although we have less time for basketball these days.
Speaker 2.
When I was 13, my dad said his new boss had a daughter of my age who he was sure I would get on with. They'd just moved and she'd started a new school and didn't know anyone in the area. Of course, when we did get together, we didn't get along. I was quite reserved and Alessia was full of herself. Later, when we were grown up, we met again through friends and this time we hit it off. Now I appreciate the fact that life's never dull when she's around, as there's always some project she's just getting started on and is excited about. It's true that opposites attract, but you don't always realise it when you're young.
Speaker 3.
I sometimes wonder where I'd be without Johnny, who always seems to be around to cheer me up when there's a crisis. He doesn't say much, and he doesn't want to hear anyone's problems, but nothing ever seems to get him down, and that's a great bonus in a friend. It was always like that. Before going to university, I spent 3 months cleaning offices, and I had to be there by 5 in the morning. Johnny was always on the same bus as me, as he was working in a bakery. By the time I got to work, we'd shared a few jokes, and I was starting to feel human and ready to start my day.
Speaker 4.
I've got myself into deep trouble sometimes because I do love to gossip. I can't stop myself. Most other people can't bear to keep things to themselves either, but Anna is different. If you do tell her something in confidence, you know it won't go any further. She lives very near me now, but she used to live in Thailand. A few years ago, I was travelling round Southeast Asia on buses, and my friend arranged for me to stay with Anna, who she'd met at university. As soon as I met her, I knew she'd be a lot of fun. She's quite a bit older than me, but it doesn't seem to matter.
Speaker 5.
One day I was queuing to go into a football match and I started talking to this guy next to me, who was Tom. To cut a long story short, we ended up in the same band and shared a flat for a while. For a bit, I stopped seeing my other friends and I got very arrogant because we were doing well. To be honest, I wasn't a nice person to be around. But Tom just took me for who I was, and he still does. He doesn't feel the right to tell other people how to live their lives, unlike some other people who think only their way is best.